All right, you're here with Bike Sport Radio today, Monday. I'm Brad House, where we talk about cycling, bike racing, the sport of competitive cycling, bike racers, and what you need to race bicycles. Today's show, we've got results again, as usual, upcoming events, and in the studio today, we've got one of our product sponsors from Ultimate Sports Psychology, founder Josh Horowitz. We'll be going to him later. And we'll talk a little bit about the Masters Cycle League, outstanding team competition going on throughout Southern California right now in local racing. Race results for February 8th, the Red Trolley Classic held in San Diego. Picking up third place, Jittery Joe's racer, Jonathan Cantwell. In second place, Jelly Belly Charles Huff. And your winner, Rock Racing, Justin Williams. Awesome event down there in San Diego. That was February 8th. Also on February 8th, the Mothballs Classic Criterium in San Diego took place as well. And we've got some sounds from Mothballs right now. We got a chance to catch up with the promoter of the Mothballs Criterium. That's Marmondo. We're here with Bike Sport Radio. I'm here with the promoter of the Mothballs Criterium, Armando. And how's it going today, Armando?
It's going really well. The weather's good. The turnout's great. Got a lot of happy guys racing. Very little crashes. Been a good day so far.
Yeah, that's good. This is huge for this early in the season. It's February 1st out here in Santa Barbara. It's gorgeous. So who's on tap today? What do you got coming up?
Looking forward to a good big 35-plus category. It's coming up in a couple hours.
Masters.
And then for the Pro 1-2-3 race, we have Team Type 1. Their crusade is to demonstrate that people with diabetes can still perform and race professionally or at an amateur level.
Awesome. Aren't they in the Amgen Tour of California?
I don't know.
Team Type 1?
They might be.
I think they are, yeah.
About nine of those guys can be out here today. They've been training all week up here, so looking forward to having them.
Very good. All right. Good job with the race. It's looking good. Looking good to be a good day at the Mothballs Criterium, yeah. Echelon Santa Barbara.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Okay.
Tony Cruz is here.
Yeah, the weather was awesome up there in Santa Barbara. February 13th, the LA Velodrome Racing Association, Friday night at the track. Third place, Gideon Massey, Bike Religion. And Gideon's a Pan Am gold medalist from 2004, for those who didn't know. Also a multi-time national champion. Picking up second place, Amgen giant John Walsh. And your winner from Team Type 1 Diabetes, Kevin Hansen. Kevin Hansen, that's the Lavra Velodrome. Hearing some live sounds now of the sirens in the studio here at the corner of Vermont and Beverly right here in Koreatown. I'm Brad House. Give us a call at the studio if you like, 213-252-0998. We caught up with some of the riders at Lavra, the LA Velodrome. Got Tara here.
Tony Cruz is here. Taylor Finney is here.
I saw Taylor Finney winning, yeah.
He left the field twice. It was crazy.
So in the women, who's...
And Bahati is here, and Justin's here.
Who's the fastest women that are here?
Casey Mansfield, who's standing up in the white jacket.
Casey Mansfield.
Was the points national champion.
Oh.
And she came in like third.
Women's elite points national champion.
Yeah. And right. She came in like third on the scratch or something like that. She's very fast. And then Becky was supposed to be here, but I haven't seen Becky. And then there's the development group is all
right.
There. So.
Good.
And then who else?
What about you? Got any teammates? You're the only South Bay women.
No.
So far.
No.
No teammate today. Okay. That's cool.
No, Julia raced this morning, but wasn't racing this afternoon. Gen X was supposed to be here, but she didn't show up.
Jacob off the front.
All right, we had a chance to listen to the points race. LA Velodrome going on right now. You're hearing the final call
two
in the
go.
Men's Pro.
The field chasing Rasan Bahani dropping most everyone else. One lap to go as Taylor Finney burns it through at 36 miles an hour.
And Iggy Silva and Danny Healy chasing.
I think we know who the best double was in this race. Let's give it up for Taylor!
Taylor Finney out there at the Lavra Velodrome, an awesome racer. He's the son of Davis Finney of old 7-Eleven and Motorola team fame. Men's Pro Scratch Race also, we got a little footage of that. Let's go to that now.
Okay, we got an attack now. Six laps to go and 2:44. Chris Bennett rolling away from the field in the scratch race. Nobody chasing Danny Healy now trying to come over the top. 2:66 on the infield there. That is Johnny Ronesh at five to go. But Chris Bennett has a big old gap. Johnny Ronesh getting some help now in the chase. Looks like Danny Healy and Johnny Ronesh giving chase. Chris Bennett still up at four to go. Chris Bennett getting almost a third of a lap. All right, three laps to go. Bennett still up there. They're not even organized chasing him, it looks like. He's going to have two laps to go. Unbelievable. Chris Bennett, San Diego Bike Club. He's a monster. He's got monstrous legs. Two to go. Chris Bennett, and he's opening up the gap. Unbelievable. And who's chasing him? 2:13 is chasing him. That's Jack Lindquist at two to go. Jack Lindquist now has a little bit of a gap on the field, but Chris Bennett is going to come across the line way off the front at one to go. Jack Lindquist now has a little bit of a gap. Johnny Ronesh and Johnny Walsh trying to lead the pack up, and there is the bell for Bennett. Chris Bennett has got the bell, and he's got a good gap. He may win this solo in the men's pro scratch race. I think he's got it, 2:44. But Johnny Walsh charging hard and pulling Danny Healy. Johnny Walsh, Danny Healy, Johnny Ronesh in there on the infield. Chris Bennett picks off the win, and I think 2:33, Ian Moore in there for the scratch race final. All right, that was the men's.
Yeah. Chris Bennett, unbelievable sprinter there. We got a chance to catch up with Chris Bennett also and interviewed him at the Lavra Velodrome.
Right here at the Lavra Winter Omnium. I'm Brad House with Bike Sport. And Chris, what's your last name?
Bennett.
Chris Bennett, he's the winner of the final race in the Omnium in the Men's Pro. It was a scratch race. How did that go for you?
Went pretty well. With six to go, just put in a good attack and got lucky, was able to hold it to the finish.
It looked like the pack was not really that organized. They were kind of mixing it up a little bit, and they kind of let you slip away, huh?
Yeah, I saw him sit up, and when that happened, then I really just put my head down and just went for it. They got a little effort going, but too little too late, it looked like. So,
yeah, I saw some charging going on by Johnny Walsh and Danny Healy, but definitely too late. So good job with the race.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. So,
all right, the LA Velodrome. You got to go out there and see this sometime, people. Unbelievable racing. It's a great spectator sport. No brakes on these bikes. You can see the entire race unfold before your eyes on a 250-meter board track. On February 14th, UCLA hosted the UCLA Road Race in Juniper Hills. In the men's pros, riding unattached, Nick Brandt Sorensen picking up third place. Platinum Performance Cycling's Chris Walker picking up second. And your winner, Luis Alejandro Zamudio, picking up the win in the road race out there. And there was snow on the ground. It was an unbelievable sight out there. The roads were dry, though, just cold, cold, cold for Southern California road racing. The women's pros, third place, Catherine Robertson Goodkin, Wells Fargo Racing, in third place. Second place, Synergy Cycles, Kirsten Darley. And your winner from Helens Cannondale, Pam Schuster. For complete results, check out scnca.org, scnca.org. February 15th, the Roger Milliken Memorial took place in Brea, California. Women's third place finisher, Helens Cannondale, Michelle Oram. Picking up second place was Aqua AL2, San Diego Bike Club rider Cara Vidaka, and your winner from Leader Bike, Canary, Catherine Fiedler. In the men's, Aqua AL2 San Diego Bike Club, Christopher McDonald, second place. Team Redlands, Norm Carter, and your winner from Kahala Lagrange, Brandon Gritters, the Roger Milliken Memorial. And again, full details on results on that can be found at veloavanti.com. They are the promoting club for the Roger Milliken St. Valentine's Memorial Race. All right, let's go to some real racers. We've got interviews with real racers out in the field. We caught up with Dave Pimlet from South Bay Wheelman. Let's see what he has to say about track racing. So tell me a little bit about Category 4 and 5 racing on the track. I'm here with Bike Sport Radio. You know I have a radio show now?
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. This is Dave Pimlet here, South Bay Wheelman. You're getting ready to go up, though, now. So.
Yeah, ready to go up.
What, so did you, this your second year?
No, well, this will be my third race in the on the track here, and because I did the Friday night training race, which was good. So now this is the opening of the Winter Classic. So unlike a track race, your mind just does not stop thinking about where to position you. Yourself.
Right, everything happens so fast. There's no time. Everything happens like that.
Especially
in a 250-meter track out here.
Yeah.
What's the first race you guys are doing?
This is the scratch race.
Okay.
So this is
how many
to a sprint race. 20 laps.
20 laps, and then you just go, yeah.
20 okay. laps, and then we just go for it. Usually, three to go, we'll see a lot more
right.
action, I believe. But there's a big group here today.
Do you think it'll be kind of slow at first? Like first 18 laps, 17 laps, nobody's going to do anything?
Well, you know what? With the Cat 4, we've got young teeny buffers out here, and we've got all kinds, and I'm 50, so,
yeah.
you know, we'll see what goes on here, but I
all
think
right.
there's going to be some...
Well, good luck to you out there.
Thanks, mate.
Yes, real racers. I'm here with Johnny Rondash at the Lavra Winter Series now. So what the heck happened at that last race? You were late to the start, I think, because you were talking to me or something.
Yeah, you know, I heard I was going to get an interview, so I was going to take that opportunity to do that. So and I've got this great coach up here, Papa Roach, who's in the stand, who's like, Rondash, get the bleep.
Yeah, Jim Roach.
Helmet, and thank God I grabbed the right bike and had to chase a little bit.
Yeah, I saw you chasing. It looked like the pack kind of did a professional curve. Courtesy, though, maybe they were kind of like looking for you to join them, but then you actually legitimately lapped the pack with
Johnny Walsh.
Johnny Walsh, of course.
Yeah,
it was the Johnny and Johnny
yeah,
show.
Legitimate. Yeah, they were holding up, waiting for me to get around. Not.
Yeah. Now I didn't see the points. What happened? Did you win the points race?
Sure.
Nice.
Yeah, the points race. No, I got third in the points race.
Okay. Okay, but the race you started late for.
I won that race.
You won that one too.
We lapped the field and then I took the sprint.
Nice. Very good.
And then fourth in the final.
Very good. Late start, still won the race. Nice going, Johnny. Thanks.
I think I should be a Johnny come lately. I think that's probably a better way to go.
Hey, I like that. Maybe we can get some music for that. All right, we're doing real racers here today. Today we're again at the Lavra Winter Classic Series, and I'm here with, what's your name?
I'm Kit Carson.
Kit Carson, national champion. Yeah, what'd you win your nationals in?
Points race for 17-18 in 2008.
That's right. And Kit Carson, okay, how's it going today in the racing? You racing the men's pros?
Yeah, we're doing the Pro 1-2s today. It's been pretty good. We're just getting our track legs out for the season. This is my second day of track racing here in the States for 09, so it's basically just kind of getting all the gears greased and everything back to where it was towards the end of the season last year.
Nice. And this is a real racer. What do? You have a job, full-time job, or regular? Are you a student? Or?
No, I'm a senior in high school, so I'll be graduating in June.
Okay, senior in high school. Oh, sorry, man. You look older. Good job. Good job with the race today, Kit.
Thank you.
Brad Helms with Bike Sport Radio. I'm here at the Mothballs Criterium. We got Rory O'Reilly, father of Cody O'Reilly now racing, but Rory's got a little history behind him, former Olympian. Hey, Rory, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
What did you do in the Olympics years ago?
The 1 kilometer, but it wasn't one of my better races, so I'll let that one go.
Right, yeah. Tell us about the world record, maybe.
That was fun. That was way back in the day, so some other time, maybe. Sit down.
All right. And how's your son doing? Cody O'Reilly's racing now, huh?
He's at the Bissell training camp in Northern Cal, so he won't be at this race. And, getting ready for the start of a hopefully big season.
Okay, cool. You're here for just spectating or coaching? Do you coach now?
Coach a little Echelon junior team. So I've got a couple of the kids riding some of the category races, and then in about another half an hour or so, they'll ride their junior races.
Right, okay, very good. All right, thanks, Rory.
Sure.
Hey, we're here with Bike Sport Radio at the Mothballs Criterium, and I'm here with Bruce. You did, what's your last name, and what did you race today?
Bruce King, I did 45 plus, Cat 4, and I will be doing Cat 3 for 30 plus.
Multiple races, nice. The Mothballs Criterium. These are real racers, people that just race weekend races and a real job. You do, what's your profession?
I am a dentist.
Silence. Nobody likes a dentist. This was hilarious. As soon as we found out he was a dentist, it was like silence.
My practice is in West Los Angeles.
Ortho cosmetic or what?
Yeah, we do lots of veneers, orthodontics, straighten and align teeth, just giving people beautiful smiles.
Yes. I am Arnold
Schwartz. Cool. Yep, that's all about the look in Southern California. We're here at the Mothballs Criterium. Bruce King. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
Brad House with Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio, we're here at the Mothballs Criterium. I'm here with Dave Lettieri. Tell me about your credentials, Olympian.
I was 88 Olympian, 87 Pan Am champion in team pursuit, and I won the track nationals 8 different times.
Nice, nice. What Olympian category did you race in?
Team pursuit. In 88.
Good, 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 good. And you're out here with the Mothballs Criterium. You just finished up the Masters 45s. Tell us about your race. How'd you do?
I was fifth, I think.
Yeah.
Just lost some positions in the last corner there. I guess the guy who won was a scratch race world champion from Australia.
No kidding.
We knew he would be the fastest guy, so everyone was fighting for his wheel, and no one really got organized and kind of slowed down in the corner. And
yeah, I was out there too. No wonder it was so hard.
No, it was a good race. So yeah. 27, so it was a pretty fast race.
Oh, man. And that's early in the season. They call it the Mothballs Criterium because they've got mothballs in their legs still. Yeah. You got the bike shop right up here in Santa Barbara, right?
It's called Fast Track Bicycles, 11 years now. So I did the Chevrolet LA Sheriff team for 5 years.
Uh-huh. Did you do bike fit too and custom?
Bike fit, mostly 99% road bikes.
Any coaching?
No coaching. I like to sell stuff and let the coaches
the
do the coaching.
What are you guys at?
FastTrackBicycles.com.
Okay.
And we just do a small shop, personal service.
It's Santa Barbara.
Yeah, it's worked out great.
All right. That's Fast Track, F-A-S-T-T-R.
No, one T.
Oh, one T. F-A-S-T-R-A-C-K, bicycles.com.
All right.
Brad House with Bike Sport. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad House.
So a lot of people don't realize this. In Southern California, though, there's a ton, just a ton of talented athletes here in cycling. We've got former Olympians and current Olympians, current national champions. We've got, you know, Dave Lettieri, former Olympian, Rory O'Reilly, world record holder, setting the record with the kilo, Kit Carson racing the track. He's a multi-time junior national champion. So Southern California is really a hotbed for cycling and competitive cycling.
Brad House with Bike Sport Radio here. I'm with Cecilia. You're here for
Nicholas Brent Sorensen.
Oh, Nicholas, he's racing the pros, right?
Yes, he is.
How's he doing so far?
I love him. He's doing great. He's strong. He's really tired. His legs are a little tired from yesterday, but he's very positive, and I'm sure he'll do great. He always surprises me.
Good, good, good. Yeah, yesterday he did the road race. How did he do?
He did pretty good. He did third place. He got third place.
All right, all right. Brad House with Bike Sport. Thank you, Cecilia.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Also on February 15th was the introduction of this season's first Masters Cycle League competition. The Masters Cycle League is team competition going on in Southern California. These teams earn points at a series of 6 races. The Roger Milliken Criterium hosted the first MCL race. This is for Masters teams 35 and over. Cycling is a team sport. Teams work together in drafting, giving each other leadouts in the sprints, helping out on the road in road races, and so on and so forth. The Masters Cycle League is designed and basically is created to support and encourage the team concept of teams working together. We've already got 11 teams signed up in Southern California. So this season, picking up the first points to actually get on the scoreboard was Amgen Giant picking up a 2-point preem. And then later in the Milliken Criterium, there was a second 2-point preem picked up by Velo Club Lagrange. But the overall standings right now at the end of the first race, we've got sitting in first place with 16 points, Shoer Saunace. And just behind them with 15 points, Amgen Giant Masters. In third place with 4 points, Ironfly. And they are the defending MCL champions from 2008. That's Ironfly Racing with 4 points. In fifth place, Swami's San Diego team with 3 points. And in sixth place with 2 points, Velo Club Lagrange Westwood. So the Masters Cycle League will be continuing on March 29th. That's with the LA Circuit Race. That's a four-mile loop on the North Runway of LAX, actually. It's not really the North Runway. We call it the North Runway. It's Westchester Parkway in Westchester. Great course out there. It's a four-mile loop. The Masters 35s will be doing, I believe, 32 miles at the LA Circuit Race coming up. That's the next MCL event. That's team competition. Come out and check it out. If you want to spectate, root for your favorite team. There are 11 teams. You can find out full details at masterscycleleague.org. So Christy Markey was the one who picked up the first points of the year at the Roger Milliken. And then we had a pretty decisive move on that second sprint by Kahala LaGrange's Aaron Gadia, who picked up the 2 points for the second preem. And the MCL also produced a huge field. We had 125 riders and 11 MCL teams in the Masters 35+. So, there were no breakaways. The final chance to score points was one huge mass sprint. Amgen Giants' Anthony Galvin scored the 8-point win, but the depth of Shoair's team actually gave them the win for the day because they scored second, third, seventh, and eighth for a total of 16 points out there at the Roger Milliken Criterium. And Amgen Giants first and fourth and 2-point, though, kept them within 1 point of the leaders. So Ironfly Swamis and Kahala all got on the scoreboard. And like we said, the next race is coming up on March 29th. We've got some sounds of the Roger Milliken Criterium.
And here comes your preem winner from Simple Preem, Mike Cleaning Kit. All right, congratulations, Mr. Clean. 353 picks it up. That's Morton Anderson from PAA, Pasadena Athletic Association.
Brad House with Bike Sport. We're here at the 22nd annual Roger Milliken Valentine's Criterium. I'm here with promoter Craig. Tell us a little bit about your race. How's it going today?
It's going really well. It's an exciting day. We're having full fields for many of the fields, especially in the afternoon. The right people said the right prayers or right chants or whatever, because we have had no rain this afternoon. We're really excited about the event because it celebrates the life of Roger Milliken, who was very involved in a lot of younger racers that were up and coming and part of the El Dorado Park series, getting that off the ground, and a very active part, and also the velodrome. So we're excited to have an exciting day out here and celebrate his life and cycling, and everyone looks like they're having a great time.
Yeah, Roger was dedicated, good guy. I liked him. I miss him, and definitely a good guy, and we're having a great turnout. Lucked out with the weather, too. Absolutely fantastic weather.
The other thing I'd like to highlight is that we have a couple of joint efforts here, lots of collaboration. We've got the main club that's been doing it for 22 years now, Velo Avante, and also with us back for almost the 10th year or something like that is Canyon Velo. But we also have support from other groups like the Service to Mankind, which is a charity that's selling food here to help out people that are less fortunate. And then we have a lot of sponsors that have come out today, like Back on Track Productions and other folks, Two Wheeler Dealer, Jack's Bicycles, and Fluid. It's a new muscle recovery drink, and we're just excited to have all these folks helping us make this a big day for local cyclists. And we've had, an excellent day of racing, and we have a lot more to come still.
All right. Thank you very much, Craig. Good job with the race so far today.
Thanks.
That was Craig Jones of Velo Avante. Craig Jones is the promoter and creator of the Roger Milliken St. Valentine's Memorial Criterium. So we had a chance to hear the final 12 minutes to go, two laps to go, and all that at the Milliken Criterium. Let's go to that now.
And Amgen Giant Master tied at 2 points each. And 12 and a half minutes to go. 12 and a half minutes to go for the 35+. And two teams tied right now with 2 points each. Christian Markey of Amgen Giant Master and Aaron Gadia of Kahala LaGrange.
Four laps to go. Who's going to pick up the $20? It looks like Swami's way up the front picking up the $20. And four laps to go now. Four to go. 141 picking up that dream. And four laps to go. That's Brett Clare. Brett Clare. $20 for Brett Clare. And four laps to go. Brett Clare picking up two preems today. Four laps to go.
All together still at three laps to go. MCL team at the front. And field all together. And here we are. Put your hands together. One lap to go. One to go. Thurlow sitting in the second place position. Perfect. One lap to go. Jamie Palinetti setting the pace up front. One lap to go. Amgen Giant Masters all over the front. And Show Air also throwing it down on the inside. Amgen Giant Masters pulling up and over the front. We got Show Air. We got Amgen Giant Masters 102. Picking up the win. Anthony Galvin. Amgen Giant Masters picking up 8 big points.
Wow.
For the Masters Cycle League for his team.
Brad.
Yeah, Anthony Galvin, awesome sprint, big field sprint there at the end of the MCL category, Masters 35 plus. We got a chance to catch up with Anthony too.
Now, so Bike Sport, I'm here with Anthony Galvin, picking up the win today in the MCL Masters Cycle League. How'd that feel?
It felt like the shape of things to come for this season, to be honest with you. I was always a good racer, but now I've got the best team behind me, so you're going to see a lot of this.
Right on. And that's what Masters Cycle League's all about, is showcasing the team concept. And you got Thurlow on your team. You got a lot of good guys on your team.
You guys had to see that lead out the last couple laps. That was a textbook perfect teamwork right there. Everybody gave it all up, and we got the win, so...
Absolutely. Good job with the race today.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for putting it on. One of my faves.
All right. Also, Greg Liebert, the team leader for Synergy Cycles. Synergy Cycles, they didn't score actually anything this year. Synergy and Ironfly were duking it out last year in the MCL, and the lead changed several times between Synergy and Ironfly. Synergy winding up second last year to Ironfly. Here's team captain Greg Liebert right now.
Brad House of Bike Sport here at the Roger Milliken Memorial Valentine's Day Criterium. Just finished up the Masters 45. I'm with Greg Liebert. How'd you do?
Picked up a second. A little breakaway with Thurlow Rogers and sprinter Dave Prechtel. And it was a lot of fun. I think Thurlow did 90% of the work. I felt like I was sitting on a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's the way he rides. He is a motor. He's a world champion, Masters, I don't know, former world champion, Thurlow Rogers running for Amgen Giant, Prechtel, Team Edge. The Team Edge guys in the pack were mixing it up for us, making it hard to chase.
That's what we like. Once we're away, then hopefully the other teams like cover everything up. And, you know, I know my guy was doing his share of tracking guys down.
That's right. It's real hard to chase when you got teams out there working together. 1, 2, 3, David Prechtel, Thurlow Rogers, Greg Liebert. I'm Brad House with Bike Sport.
All right, we're at 213-252-0998. You're listening to Bike Sport Radio. The upcoming events coming up on February 28th and March 1st, the Calville Bay Classic Stage Race. This is a multi-day stage race out at Lake Mead. All stages are going to start and finish from the same location in Lake Mead and Calville Bay. There are pros, amateurs, men, women, masters, everything going on. That's at the Lake Mead National Recreation Area. And that's February 28th and March 1st. Stage 1 is a time trial on Saturday, March 28th in the morning. That starts at the Calville Bay Marina. It's a 4-mile course with a rolling uphill grade of only about 4 to 6%. So aero bikes will not be a huge advantage, those of you who have aero bikes. Stage 2 is held the same day in the afternoon. That's the North Shore Road Race, and that's a gradual climb out of the marina, 4 miles or so. It uses the same exit as the time trial course. Then it turns and follows North Shore Road with some really breathtaking rollers. The pro men's 1s and 2s are going to go 87 miles. All the other categories will go slightly shorter. Stage 3 on Sunday is the next day. That's the Calville Bay Criterium. It's an 0.8-mile challenging course. It's a loopy course with some twists, uphills, and downhills. Kind of a technical criterium. That's the Calville Bay Criterium on the next day. Calville Bay Classic. Full details at VegasBikeRacing.com. That's VegasBikeRacing.com. On March 7th and 8th, for those of you off-road racers, the annual Shimano Southridge Winter Series presented by Subaru continues. Downhill, four-cross, cross-country also. Rain or shine, southridgeusa.com. Be sure and check that out.
And on Saturday, March 7th, the Island View Classic Criterium in Santa Barbara. You can find full details on that at scnca.org. That's a Saturday Criterium in Isla Vista, which is in Santa Barbara. The Lavra Velodrome Cup Omnium continues on Saturday, March 14th. You can find full details on that at lavelodrome.org. Coming up on... March 14th, the LA Velodrome. March 29th coming up is the second MCL Masters Cycle League race, and that is the LA Circuit Race. Full details at the LA on the LA Circuit Race are at backontrackproductions.com. All right, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, 213-252-0998. Where we talk about racing bikes, cycling, bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. There's all kinds of products out there for bike racing, some of which are supplements, energy, sources of energy, coaching, and what we're listening to actually right now in the background, we got a chance to go out to the Amgen Tour of California, biggest race ever in Southern California and Northern California, throughout all of California. Stage 7 at the Rose Bowl. You're hearing some of the sounds of the Amgen Tour of California at the Rose Bowl. That was the call at the breakaway, the winning break that got away. That's Rinaldo Nocentini, Peter Weaning, Hayden Rolston. A little bit of a 13-second gap on the pack up there. Coming to you from Holly Street, Hill Climb.
17 seconds now to go.
Those three riders went on to take the top three places at the Stage 7 Rose Bowl race at the Amgen Tour of California. That's Rabobank's Peter Weaning picking up third place. Cervelo Test Team's Hayden Rolston second. And winning the sprint was AG2R Rinaldo Nocentini. So as we were mentioning, and this is old news, and it's great news and wonderful news, especially for Josh Horowitz, who is in the studio now, the Ultimate Sports Psychology founder. This product has been used by Levi Leipheimer, who, as we all know, won the Amgen Tour of California. How you doing, Josh?
Pretty good, Brad. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming down to the studio today. We're going to talk about a little bit about sports psychology. It's one of the things that can help you be a winner or certainly perform better. It's amazing what the brain won't let the body do. So tell us about psychology for starters. And we know you're the founder of this product. We'll have a sample to play in a little while too. Tell us a little bit about how you got started with this.
I've been racing for about 20 years, and I really didn't know anything about sports psychology until about 5 years ago. I didn't even know that it was a factor in racing and training and performance. And I had a season where I had a bunch of really bad crashes, and it culminated in a particularly bad one at the Redlands stage race in 2004. It was a terrible day. A lot of guys went down, Dave Zabriskie, Mariana Friedrichs. It was just it was a bloodbath.
Ooh.
And I woke up in the hospital, and I had a concussion, and I didn't know what had happened.
Did the crash affect your performance then when you tried to get on the bike?
Well, yeah. When I tried to get back on, I was off for a couple weeks recovering. And then when I tried to get on the bike again, I just found that I had a massive amount of anxiety around the bike, around cycling. I didn't even want to get back on. Every time I walked into the room where my bike was, I would my heart rate would go up and I'd get all sweaty and nervous. I mean, it was
wow.
A full-on anxiety attack. And it was upsetting.
Yikes.
Because I love cycling. I love to ride my bike. But it was like, you know, how can I – how can I get back on the bike and enjoy it and not worry about crashing? And also, you know, I was worried about crashing again. It had happened so many times. I couldn't figure out why it kept happening, what was kind of the common denominator. I knew I wasn't a bad bike handler. I knew I had a lot of experience. It wasn't just bad luck. So someone introduced me to a sports psychologist. I did a couple sessions with him, and he gave me a bunch of great techniques for improving my focus, improving my confidence. That was a really big thing, improving my confidence and my relaxation. And they were great. They really worked. And I started using them, and I got back on the bike, and I was racing again. And as a coach, because I'm also a cycling coach, I wanted to pass these things on to my clients. I wanted to teach them. You know, I just suddenly realized what a huge part of cycling this is. And you know, I tried passing it on to them, and I realized that I needed some sort of tool. I needed like some sort of training device that they could use to incorporate this into their daily training. For power, you've got power meters. For measuring heart rate, you've got heart rate monitors.
Right. There's a lot of physical tools out there for measuring power, for measuring your vital statistics. There's also performance supplements, because I know you eat up a lot of your energy. And things like amino acids you go low on, protein and stuff like that. But this is for the brain.
Right. There was nothing out there to feed the brain specifically. There was nothing out there to supplement the brain. So I did some research, and I found out about this this guy, Rick Collingwood, Australian clinical hypnotherapist. And he was doing all these very successful cancer trials. He was working with terminal cancer patients. And he was using hypnosis not only to take away some of their pain, but even to get them to go into remission when all the medication and all the different treatments had failed to work. So I contacted him, and we talked a little bit. And he put together – I supplied the cycling information, and he supplied the hypnosis and the sports psychology background. And we put together this product called The Ultimate Cyclist, which is basically a guided relaxation, guided visualization session, the kind of thing you would get if you went in to see a sports psychologist. But it's on a CD, and you can listen to it at
right.
home.
Right. Yeah. Can we? We got a sample of it here. Let's go to that now and see how that sounds.
Going to find you have from this moment on a more natural ability to ride that bike. You will quickly find your rhythm, and your legs will become, and they will remain, like powerful pistons, effortlessly and powerfully flowing in large, smooth circles.
So, yeah, I remember a thing called sleep learning or something like that. People would talk about listening to audio, like studying for tests while they're sleeping or something. Is this something we could also use at night before going to bed?
Or? Yeah, in fact, that's when most of our users listen. They listen, they put it on their iPod, they put their earbuds in, they fall asleep. You probably heard the background pulsing rhythm that's on that track. It's called theta rhythm, and it's supposed to simulate the theta waves that your brain gives off when it's in that state where it's falling to sleep. And so most people fall asleep very quickly listening to it within a few minutes, usually faster than they usually would fall asleep. And then, it works on your subconscious mind as you sleep. And even if you listen to it during the day, I think what you heard just there was part of the middle section. But there's about 20 minutes leading up to that where he just he talks, he does a visualization, gets you very relaxed, kind of turns down those conscious walls that are up that prevent you from taking in new positive, more sort of opens up your mind a little bit to more positive and opens up your possibilities of what you're capable of.
Right, so it seems like it would change your attitude from you know, I think I can to I can.
That's one of the big goals of the CD. He talks about from now on, what if I could is over for you. That's one of the things he says. From now on, you know, there's no more I would if I could. From now on, it's I can. And that's exactly what he does, is he replaces the mantras, those somewhat negative mantras that we all have that go over and over in our head, like I'm not good enough, I'm not fast enough, I'll never be able to, all these things that we don't really, we're not really aware that we're thinking, but they're playing over and over, and they limit what we're, what we're capable of.
Yeah, I hear you. I get that when I get to the start line, and I look across the start line, and I see three national champions, and I see, you know, world champion Australian scratch racer Bert Glennon on one side of me, and I see multi-time Masters Worlds winner Thurlow Rogers on the other side of me, and I think, what am I doing here? And, you know, I actually, you know, I ran into you at the Brentwood Grand Prix. I remember I went out there with an attitude like, look at these guys that are out here, man. I'm going to get dropped. Yeah. And you looked me right in the eye and you said, no, don't go in with that attitude, Brad. Go in there and say, you're going to finish at least or something. And I said, okay, I'm going to finish this race. And I went out there and I actually finished the race.
Oh,
so
that's good. That's good.
It actually worked. And you know, last weekend, I mean, I was off in a breakaway at three laps to go with those guys in the field of that caliber. So, I mean, that's we're talking amateur caliber here still. So we've got, you know, Levi Leipheimer now. He endorsed your product a while back. Tell us about the endorsement.
Well,
when did that happen?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. And this whole week and this weekend with Levi leading the Tour of California and then finishing it up on Sunday has been really exciting for me personally, just because, you know, to think that we had a little bit of a role in helping him get to where he is now, just, you know, a small part. Obviously, he does the work. He trains harder than just about anyone out there, which was evident in that time trial. But Levi and I met each other about 2.5 years ago at Interbike, and he actually came to me. I had a booth there. We were just starting to get the CD going, and he had heard about from some of his friends, and he wanted to give it a try. So I gave it to him, and he started using it. We talked a couple times over the winter. He had some questions about it. And then he got busy with the season. He won the Tour of California. That was his first win. He went on, I think he got...
Yeah, three-time winner now.
Three-time winner. So he won the Tour of California. He got third in the Tour de France that year. He went on, the next year, won the Tour of California again. Got, second in the Vuelta, fourth in the World Championships. He was doing all this, and I hadn't really... heard from him, and finally I emailed him, and I wanted to know, you know, obviously he was doing really well, and sure enough he'd been using it the whole time. He'd been using it, he really believed in it, was really behind it, and we worked out a deal. I put him on the cover of the CD, and he's now kind of our official spokesperson. And it's just really great to have someone like him, because with a product like this, you really need to have someone who believes in it, who uses it, who you know, you can't just go and like ask someone to pitch your product. It's not like a
sprint. Right, yeah. If Levi uses it, it's got to work for me, right?
So yeah, exactly. And the thing is, I mean, the CD is also, it's very, I think some people might say, oh, well, Levi Leipheimer is a world-class athlete, one of the best bike racers in the world. But the CD is actually very specifically designed to work not just for elite racers, but for beginning racers, and also for people who are just cyclists who want to enjoy the sport a little bit more, who want to there's a safety factor as well. You know, the more relaxed you are, the more focused you are, the more able you are to handle obstacles and situations that come up on the road. I think the biggest thing is just you're more relaxed on the bike.
Confidence.
Yeah, confidence. And with confidence comes the ability to relax and just enjoy the ride. And even all that energy that you waste when you're nervous and you're tense, it all goes into the bike. It
right.
goes into the pedals.
I like the idea of the safety factor. I mean, God knows criteriums in pack racing can be very dangerous, and I would love it if everybody used this product at least for safety. I don't know if I'd love it if everybody used it to compete against me.
Right.
I don't know if that's fair, but I'd like to keep it my own dark little secret, but I'm sure you would love everybody to use this product. Where's this product available?
It's ultimatesportspsychology.com. It's on the website. We've got a couple. We've got Ultimate Cyclists. We've got one for triathletes as well. We've got one just for general athletes, any kind of sport, any competitive sport that you do. And there's samples of the CD on the website as well.
Okay. Any bike shops, sporting goods shops too yet? Or
there's a few bike shops, but right now the best place to do it would be on the website. There's a couple of bike shops around the country, but so far we haven't. Like I said, it's kind of a non-mainstream product. It's still hypnosis and sports psychology is still getting acceptance from the mainstream, and I think having guys like Levi talk about how they use hypnosis, and we've got other guys also, Hayden Godfrey, world champion. I think he's a 13-time New Zealand national champion, Chris Baldwin, 2-time national time trial champion. So with all these guys kind of stepping up to the plate and talking about the importance of training the brain as well as the body, I think it's going to get get more acceptance. And I think when it does, like you said, it is going to get more competitive out there because there's so many guys who do the work, they train, but their mind prevents them from really realizing the full capacity of what they're physically capable of.
Yeah, so many of us train and train and train all the time to be just mediocre, you know. And I don't know if Dave Zabrinsky used it or not, but he was only 36 seconds behind overall Levi's time in the Tour of California. So
I've been trying to get the CD into Dave's hands for several years now because I know he's had some bad crashes himself. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying, he crashed that same day that I was crashed at Redlands, and he was way worse off than I was. He was in the hospital for about a month. And so, Dave will be my next project. We'll get him using it because he's obviously a ridiculously talented time trialist.
How's your racing career now, Josh? You're back now, right?
I'm racing full time. I'm a Cat 1. I have my own team, Liquid Fitness Adagio Energy. And we've got a pretty solid Cat 1 team. We've got 10 riders. We'll be competing at Calville.
You're going to Calville? Vegas, okay, yeah. Cool. I'll see you out there.
And we'll be at Redlands as well. So that's going to be our first big NRC. Well, it's everyone's first big NRC race of the season. But we've got some good riders. We've got Marco Rios coming up from Mexico and Justin Kerr from New Zealand. So it should be a good season.
Now, are you going to have your teammates all use your product too?
Oh, yeah. In fact, they're using it.
And, do we not want to tell anybody about this yet till after the race?
You know, I think the cat's out of the bag. But there's a part of me that, you know, wants to keep it a secret, but then there's another part that says, this is my...
sure.
When
you sell that 1 millionth disc, you'll be glad you didn't keep it a secret, Josh.
I think we can let people know.
Yeah.
The guys are using it, and they're really into it. I wasn't sure, because it's weird being the sponsor of the team, the director of the team, and also one of the racers on the team. And it was weird giving this to my contemporaries, to Cat 1 riders, but they all grabbed it and listened to it, and they make fun of me a little bit, but they're using it, and they're definitely benefiting from it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't make fun of somebody who just provided a product that just helped the winner of the Tour of California, Levi Leipheimer, the Amgen Tour of California. Again, I'm Brad House with Bike Sport Radio, 213-252-0998. And you're here where we talk about the sport of competitive cycling, bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Ultimate sports psychology. On Saturdays from 10 a.m. to noon, Bike Talk is talk about bikes and bike riders, activists and activism, bike artists and bike culture in general in Los Angeles. Check that show out. That's Bike Talk on Kill Radio on Saturdays at 10 a.m., and Bike Sport is on noons, Mondays at noon, alternate Mondays every 2 weeks. We'll be here. And if you like what we're doing here at Kill Radio, we need your donations, killradio.org. We need your help. You can donate online through PayPal or through any other method at killradio.org. So, Josh, anything? So the disc, the psychology disc, any age, any start? I mean, we've got people that start racing bikes as young as 10 years old, are they disciplined enough yet in their mind to maybe benefit from this too?
The youngest I have someone using it is 13, and I think they've already talked about some benefits. So I really think, I don't know, 10 years old, I'm not sure. I think it would probably be up to the parents because it is a hypnosis track, and it is pretty powerful stuff. There's no reason that someone as young as 5 or 6 or 7 shouldn't. In fact, we have my, and I wanted to give a little shout out to my 2.5-week-old daughter, Polly. Hello, Polly.
Oh, 2.5 weeks. I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Hi, Polly.
And you don't have bags under your eyes. You're wide awake and everything.
She's great. She's letting us sleep all night. You know, we wake up maybe.
Hi, Polly.
So I've got her using another CD by Rick Collingwood, the same hypnosis, and it's a non-verbal, non-speech CD. It's just that theater rhythm you heard in the background, along with
just to get her to go to sleep, so you can sleep.
Help her relax, and it's really great. So,
Mom and Dad get to sleep. You know, that's a great parental tool there.
Yeah, so it has all sorts of applications, the CDs are great beyond just sports. You know, anything in your life that you attempt to do that requires concentration, focus, positivity, it's going to help. So, and that's pretty much everything you do. So I notice I have a lot of people who use the Ultimate Cyclist, but they tell me how it rubs off also on their work, on their career, on their relationships. So it's pretty much it's a pretty great product. I'm definitely a big believer in it.
All right, sounds good. Again, that's Ultimate Sports Psychology, ultimatesportspsychology.com, right?
.com,
Ultimate Sports Psychology, Josh Horowitz. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brad.
All right, Brad House with Bike Sport Radio, 213-252-0998, as we wrap it up here. We usually have a couple of little driver tips and cyclist tips we discuss at the end of our show on Bike Sport here. Bike lanes. Let's talk about bike lanes. Today's driver tip and cyclist tip, bike lanes are provided for the convenience and flow of traffic out there. However, bicyclists and cyclists, both of you, listen up, cyclists, you do not have to be in the bike lane under all possible circumstances at all possible times. Motorists, be aware that cyclists do not have to be in bike lanes at all times as well. There are reasons to leave bike lanes, such as potholes, parked cars that fling their doors open, substandard bike lane widths, other hazards, making left turns. You don't have to make a left turn from a bike lane. You can merge over with traffic. Drive your bike just like you would drive your car when you're out there. And if you drive your bike like you would drive your car, you will be treated just like a motorist. So get out there and drive that bike and drive safely. And then just a big thanks to Josh for coming out and all our listeners and everything. And we will see you next time. Drive your bike and drive safe.